Welcome to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up a bit later on the program, we'll talk with historian Gary Moulton about legendary Lewis and Clark scout and interpreter Sacagawea. This December marks the 200th anniversary of her reported death in present-day South Dakota. Plus, we'll hear about the 2012 South Dakota Film Festival getting underway today in Aberdeen. But first, Governor Dennis Dugard has announced that South Dakota won't establish its own health insurance exchange under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Instead, the state will use one set up by the federal government. The health insurance exchange is essentially a marketplace for insurance that allows people to compare available choices. Current federal law requires states to have a health insurance exchange by 2014, but states can opt for a federally run exchange like South Dakota has done. And with us on the line right now is Governor Dugard. Governor, thanks for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Yes, I'm glad to be on.
Well, to begin with, why have you come to this decision that South Dakota won't operate a state health insurance exchange?
Well, we've analyzed the decision for some time, looking at the costs of running the exchange versus the federal government running the exchange. And we had an independent firm complete a cost analysis on South Dakota operating its own exchange and just found it was simply cost prohibitive. The federal regulations clearly say that a state-run exchange must be self-sustaining by 2015. So even though they'd help us with the cost of establishing the exchange, it would have to be up and running by January 1 of 2014. By 2015, it would have to be self-sustaining, which would mean we'd either have to spend general fund tax dollars on it or charge all the participants on the exchange. And this just becomes cost prohibitive for a small state like South Dakota in terms of our population numbers.
Is this decision not to set up an insurance exchange based solely on budget concerns, is there a partisan element at all to that decision?
No, the decision was primarily based on fiscal concerns. I know some people said, oh, let's wait until after the election to make the decision. But it really doesn't matter, because whether the Republicans are victorious or the Democrats are victorious, either way, the dollars and cents just don't add up to have the state run its own exchange. So rather than wait and have people see it as a partisan thing, I said, let's announce it now, because we know the answer based on our dollars and cents analysis.
And beyond the analysis that the independent firm made, was there much discussion with South Dakota healthcare leaders and organizations?
Oh, yes. We've had a large task force that was chaired by Lieutenant Governor Michaels, which included numerous representatives from the healthcare industry and a variety of other stakeholders, including quite a few legislators. I've also had conversations independent of that task force with a number of legislators, and I don't think there was, I can't think of a single one who really pushed back in my conversations that said we should reconsider and have the state do it. I think in every case they recognize that it's a complex thing and it's a costly thing, and for a small state like South Dakota, you get economies of scale when you have scale, and we simply don't have scale. The other thing I think you have to recognize is in creating an exchange like that, there's only a certain number of vendors who have the programming expertise to do this sort of thing that the federal government will accept as having that expertise. There's going to be a tremendous amount of competition from states that want to set up their own exchange, as well as the federal government setting up the exchange in non-state exchange states. And the question about whether you're going to get your deliverables at a reasonable cost and on time, I think, is a real question.
I think a big concern for a lot of people is that the state will lose control by having the federal government set up a health insurance exchange. Are there fears that this is just a part of a federal takeover?
Well, under the Affordable Care Act, states can still choose an arrangement that will enable states to regulate their own insurance industry. So it should not impact our control over the important aspect of having a robust insurance industry with many options for the citizens of South Dakota to choose from when they're on the exchange. That's one thing that we are already doing. We're already judging the state's, the insurance industry's solvency. We're licensing them. We're approving their policies and premium rates. We do network adequacy reviews. We look at their marketing to make sure they're not using misleading marketing. We're already doing those things, and that's what we are hoping to retain control over. And that's an important aspect of protecting South Dakota citizens. So as they go on the exchange, whoever's operating at state or federal, those policies that they are able to buy are still looked at by South Dakotans with other South Dakotans in mind.
Is this through the Department of Regulations?
Through the, yes, Division of Insurance.
Yeah, are you certain that the state will be able to maintain control through that division?
Well, certainly the federal government could refuse that, but I don't believe they will. I think they've got their hands full. They also recognize that if they're going to, right now, we already have a layer of state control, as I described to you, over marketing, over ensuring that companies are solvent so that when claims are made, they've got the money to pay them. Those kinds of things are already regulated, and by state law and by state regulation, they're controlled. The Affordable Care Act does not repeal any of those state laws and regulations. It simply overlays some additional federal policies and regulations. Someone will still have to enforce those state regulations and statutes. I think they're going to see it makes sense to have the people that are familiar with the state law, familiar with the language of the regulations, familiar with the companies that are already in their marketplace, know those people, and already have a relationship with them. I think they're going to jump at the chance to have a state continue to oversee that regulatory scheme.
So the state will still have the majority of input under a federal plan?
Yes, I think we're still going to be able to control all those aspects that we're controlling today and maintain having a robust insurance industry. You know, we've come and gone. You know, it wasn't all that long ago when we were losing insurers who are leaving the South Dakota market, who are refusing to offer individual health policies. We are down to just a handful of companies. And then we took some steps in our regulatory framework to stop that trend, reverse it, and we were successful in doing that. So the state is able to observe the industry within our state and make the changes necessary to ensure there are options for our citizens. And we'll continue to do that, and I think that's in the best interest of South Dakotans.
Does South Dakota have the option of at all of moving to a state-based system in the future if the Affordable Care Act isn't repealed and the exchanges are permanent?
Oh, yes, we could move to a state-based exchange. But what won't change is the arithmetic. Numbers are stubborn things. And when you've only got 800,000 people in the state and only about maybe a third of them are going to be participating on this exchange or even less than that, then you've got to spread the cost for that among a small number, and it's a very complex system. It only makes sense to try and reduce the cost per participant by utilizing economies of scale. And the arithmetic won't change. South Dakota's got a small population, and so whether the Affordable Care Act is impacted by the election or not, those numbers don't change. So, yes, we still could move to a state-based exchange, but it still would be, in my mind, prohibitively expensive.
Have you spoken at all with other states with the smaller populations in regards to the health insurance exchanges and what they're doing?
A little bit. You know, there's a lot of political posturing among governors on both sides of the aisle, and some of the statements that are made are more for political purposes, and so it's hard to get a lot of useful information from them. And I'm not with them long enough and for extending a period of time to really get into the details.
Well, Governor Dugard, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Governor Dugard has announced that South Dakota won't establish its own health exchange under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Instead, the state will use one set up by the federal government.